Siyabonga Nkosi ukuthola leli thuba lokuba sihlangana.
Lord, thank you for this opportunity to meet here.
Yiba phakathi kwethu.
Please be in our midst.
Khulume nathi ngezwi lakho elingcwele.
Speak to us through your holy word.
Thintise inhliziyo zethu, sisebenzeke ilona lo abusiseke.
Touch our hearts and work. May a great work take place that many may be helped.
Amen.
Amen.
Ake sifunde incwadi yokuqala kwabaseKorinte isahluko seshiyagalolunye.
We'll read from 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
Ivesi langamashumi amabili nane kuze kube langamashumi amabili nesikhombisa.
And it will be from verse 24 to 27.
Anazi inukuthi abagijima ngokuncintisana abagijima bonke. Kepha munye owamukela umhlomelo. Gijimani kanjalo ukuze niwuthole.
Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it.
Bonke abancintisanayo bayazithiba ezintweni zonke. Labo benza ukuze bathole umqhelo ophelayo, kepha thina ukuze sithole ongapheliyo.
Now everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown.
Ngakho-ke mina ngiyagijima, kungengokungathi kangiqondi, ngiyagadla, kungenjengokungathi ngishaya umoya.
Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air.
Kodwa ngiyawutuba umzimba wami, ngiwenza isiqila. Ukuba mina ngishumayeza abanye, ngingaliwa mina uqobo.
But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified.
Ngabusiseka kakhulu ngicabanga ngalendaba namhlanje kuseni.
I was very blessed this morning when I considered this portion.
IBhayibheli incwadi enengcebo enkulu kabi.
The Bible is a book with such great wealth in it.
Sinengcebo thina esinezwi lenkosi.
We who have God's word sit upon a huge treasure.
Bekufanele ukuthi sonke sibe ngabantu abagcwele usuku nosuku kuqiqime.
We should be filled every day, filled to overflowing.
Ngeke siqede noma sithi siyaqhanda noma siyamba. Hey, makhulu amagugu ala eBhayibhelini.
One can never get to the end of these riches, and we can take so much from it. There's so many treasures in here.
Bekufanele ukuthi lo nalo okholwayo usuku nosuku alifunde iBhayibheli.
Every Christian should read the Bible every day.
Uma unamandla ulifunde usemadolweni.
And if you have the strength, read it on your knees.
Umbulelwe lezi zimfihlakalo nalengcebo esezwini lenkosi.
And allow the Lord to reveal his mysteries and secrets which are found in his
ngoba uma sigcwala ngaleyo ndlela izwe keke lithole indawo ezinhlizweni zethu amafesheni keke athole indawo akukho okasathane ozothola indawo uma sigcwele swi. USathane uyangena ngoba ubona ukuthi sigogogo elingenalutho phakathi, si empty.
And if we'd fill our lives in such a way with God's word that it's filled to the brim with God's word, then the world and the devil wouldn't find place in our lives because it would be full of God's word. And the only reason why the devil gets into us is because we are empty tins.
Uma uthathe ibhodlela ligcwele amanzi noma ungalifakelwandle yizo ukuthi likhulu kangaka akukho alikho neconsi ezongena phakathi ngoba gcwele phakathi kodwa uma kungekho lutho hawu uzolizwa liphuza, liphuza, liphuza.
If you take a bottle that's filled to the brim, you can put it anywhere and even into water. None of that water will penetrate that bottle because it's filled to the brim. But if you put an empty bottle into water, you can hear it absorbing all the water, filling itself up with
water. Amanzi phakathi uma ulfaka elwa emanzini aliphozilutho ngoba ligcwele.
Or if we take just timber, wood, if you take one that is saturated with moisture and with water, you can put it into more water, it doesn't absorb any more water because it's saturated.
Ivesi lokuqala langamashumi amabili nane lithi anazi yini.
Now in verse 24 here it says, do you not know?
Yahlupha uma abantu begcwele ukungazi. Ukungazi.
It's a great pity when people are filled with ignorance, where they don't know.
Kulezi zinsuku bengicabanga nokucabanga, ngicabange abazalwane, ngicabanga abazinikele enkosini, abanye bavuthi isonto, abanye inyanga, beqhubekela phambili, ubone sebebe ndawonye, sebeyahlehla. Ngithi kodwa kudalwa yini ukuba abakholwayo babe izigwegwe ezingaka.
I thought of some Christians, or many Christians, that become Christians and for a week they're on fire for the Lord, or maybe for a month, but after a while it just fizzles out. Nothing is left of their spiritual life. And I wondered what causes it that people are so useless as
Christians.
You know why? It's because they are so foolish. It's because they're ignorant. They don't know. And that's why they're swept away by every tide that comes. Paul here writes to the Corinthians.
Yena qobo lwakhe ube ngasekho, uyena oqambelelo bandla lase Corinth.
Now he had founded this church in Corinth, but he was no longer there at this time.
IKorinte bekuyidilopo elikhulu, elicebile, elinobukhazikhazi emhlabeni.
Corinth was a big, wealthy city and very famous.
Bekuyidilopo lamabhizinisi, idilopo ebeliqoqa umhlaba wonke.
It was a glittering city, and it was a city that attracted people from all over the world. And Paul got there, he preached the gospel, and the church mushroomed there. It's amazing, because if one thinks of city life,
ngoba ingane zingakhula la esikoleni ku DSS zifunda iminyaka eyishumi, iminyaka emishumi emibili, usuku olodwa eGoli, usuku olodwa eThekwini, sokuphele konke, sebethathwe ubukhazikhazi basezweni. Nezono.
You could take a child that grew up here, went to school here at Domino Civita for 10 or 12 years, but they just need to go to the city, maybe Durban or Joburg, for one day, and they will be swept away by the current
there. Nemfundiso afundiswe abazali uzo uyibambe ikhanda lakho ukuthi how kanti kwenze njani kukhona ukuphukuphuka okungaka emhlabeni.
or a child that grows up in a Christian home, Christian parents, taught the Christian way, the Lord's ways, and after years of being in that home, the child leaves, and in no time, it's swallowed by the world, and you just hold your head, and you say, but what, doesn't that child know any better? How can such a thing be possible?
IKorinte, bekuyidolobha elikhulu laseGreece, amaGreek.
Corinth was a big city in Greece.
Kwaba isimanga ukuba kuyo leyo ndawo yengcebo yobukhazikhazi yezwe. Niyazi amadolobha ukuthi anjani, mabi kangakanani, uthole zonke inhlobo zezinto ezingasile.
So here we find this Greek city, this big city full of the glory of this world with everything that it offers, and of course, with all the evil that happens in a city too.
Oyisifazane emthonjini kwaphenduka idolobho ngosuku ngehora. UPaul wafika eKorinti kwaqhakaza ibandla elisimanga lakhula laba likhulu. Baphila abantu phakathi kwezono.
The Samaritan woman, that whole city was brought to the Lord in an hour. And so it was with Paul when he got there. The church, the congregation, it just mushroomed and blossomed. And then Paul moved on to other places to found churches there.
Kodwa njengomuntu ohlaniphile emsebenzini weNkosi, akalibalanga, akakhohlwanga abazalwane baseKorinta.
But as a wise servant of the Lord, involved in the Lord's work, he didn't, even when he was traveling, he didn't forget those Christians in Corinth, and he wrote to them regularly.
Abanye ke bafike bamxoxela bathi, hey, eKorinta sekunje, sekunje, sekuvele lokhu.
And he would get reports from people that would come to him and tell him, report to him what was happening in Corinth, and then he'd write to them.
Abafundise, abaqondise,
and he'd teach them, instruct them,
abasole,
and even reprimand them.
Abathethise, abashaye ngezwi,
correct them and discipline them through God's word.
Eva tutuza, njengokuba bafanele.
But also comforting them according to their need.
Wayibhalake lencwadi, wazo wabhalake nale text esesifundile.
So he also wrote this letter and also this text which we read.
Eba fakumoya ukuthi bathembeke kuJesu.
He was encouraging them to be faithful to the Lord.
Balwe ukulwa ngokukholwa. Bame baqine bengenakuzanyazanyiswa lutho.
To fight the good fight of faith, to stand firm and be steadfast, immovable.
Hayi ukuthi baqhubekele phambili bahlehle nyovana.
Not that they
namhla kuyilokhu kusasa sokokunye, kodwa bame babe nokudoda.
And not that they move forward a few steps and then move back a few again, up and down, backwards and forwards, but that they should be steadfast, that they should be men of faith, standing firm.
Ngoba uyasho uPaul eqhutshwa umoya ongcwele ukuthi noma singaba semshikashikeni, noma singalwa, kodwa uma singalwi ngokomthetho kaNkulunkulu ngokweBhayibheli, ngeke siwuzuze umqhele.
And Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, also said that even though we can be very active and very involved, but if we don't play according to the rules, then we can do all these things but be disqualified at the end. We won't get and receive a crown.
Manje wena mzalwane mbumbulu, wena mzalwane ofana nonwabu othintsha umbala hlala endaweni ehlaza ube hlaza endaweni ebomvu ube bomvu ukuthi wena mzalwane olunwabu usizakale.
And that you who are lukewarm Christian, you who change according to the times and the situation, that you're like a chameleon. When you're on a green leaf, you turn green. When you're on a red one, you turn red. It's for you that you should find help.
Manje uyabasiza, uyabafundisa. Nawe uma ufuna ukuba ikholwa elisile, noma kusemini, noma kusehlobo. Noma liguqubele, noma liduma, noma libalele, ube into eyodwa. Noma umuntu ekubona emva kweminyaka eyishumi, akufice, useyile yonto. Angajaphi umuntu, athi hey mkhulu uNkulunkulu.
And as he's instructing and teaching them, we can find help as well, that as Christians we can become steadfast, upright, and that we stick to our guns, that anyone who meets us, even if it's after 10 years, that they'll find us faithful in that which God has put us.
Why seba kumbuza into ebiyenzeka eKorinte phandle kwedilopo.
And so he used an illustration, something which was familiar to them, which happened often there in Corinth.
EKorinte. Beqoqana izwe lonke lamaGriki kanye ngeminyaka emithathu.
Corinth was a city where all of Greece met once in 3 years.
Phandle kwedilopo bekhona ithafa elikhulu.
Outside of the city there was a huge plain.
Igroundi elikhulu.
A huge ground, sports field or field.
Bese njalo ngonyaka wesithathu bebeqoqana bonke babe nomncintisano.
So every 3 years they'd have a huge sports meeting there.
Beqoqana amadoda amakhosikazi abanezimbe ekhanda nabasha. Nengane ngezinye ikhathi kuqoqane abantu abayizinkulungwane ezibalwa ngamakhulu.
And so they'd all meet there. Everyone was represented, old and young, male, female, children, all ages. And they'd meet there, sometimes hundreds of thousands would meet there.
Bezobuka lo mncintisano baqoqane bonke amehlo onke abekulaba bantu abasemncintiswaneni.
So many would come to take part and many would come as spectators to watch these people taking part.
Baqale ngabantu abagijimayo.
And they would start with the running events.
Begijima, begijima, abanye begijima amabanga afushane, abanye amabanga amade. Angithi nina eningabazali nengane ey'koleni, kanye konyaka qoqwe bonke babe usuku lama-sports, khona abaxhumayo, khona abagijimayo, khona abaphosa insimbi, kwenziwa izinto eziningi.
And there were different events, long distance, short distance, the sprint events, and you're familiar with athletics meetings where you have field and track events.
Kodwa bebengadlali usuku olodwa nje, bekuthatha insukwane.
Now these games didn't just take place over one day, it would go over a number of days.
Ube khona nomjaho wamahashi nengqola. Nabashayelayo bebamba intambo begijima ngokugijima okukhulu bezobona ukuthi kuzowina bani.
They even had chariot races and it was all about taking part to see who would win the race.
abanye badubula ngemcibisholo bekwe uPaul ephambili bona ukuthi ubani ozoshaya khona anembe ashaye ihlo lenkunzi.
They were the archers. All those events, they would see who would be able to hit the bull's eye.
Ufike nabantu abanamandla basuke babambane babambane bonakala ukuthi kuzoma bani nokuthi kuzowa bani.
They also had wrestling events, to a huge battle to see who would win and who'd be the loser.
Abanye benehawu lokuyivikela lentsimbi beza neyinkemba belwa kube ukulwa phakathi kokufa nokuphila.
Others had their different pieces of equipment like shields, and they would fight. It was a fight between life and death.
Ayike ekugcineni ke ilona lo owinile beku kishwa umkhomeni kodwa kubo bonke beku oyedwa nje othola umkhomeni.
And at the end of the games there would be a huge prize giving, and only those who won the events got the prize.
Umkhomelo kube umkhomelo obunayo.
Now they would receive a wreath that perishes, that just withers.
Bekhona isihlahla esithile thathwa amagatsha khona kwenziwa umqhele ngakho. Owinayo ke usezothola lomqhele.
There was a certain tree which they would use the branches or the leaves and the twigs, and they would weave a wreath out of that, and that's what the winner would receive.
Kodwa lomqhele singathi ube itenge lutho ube ithola khona lapho jabule wonke umuntu kodwa lento isuke ibibuna futhi.
If you really think of it, that wreath was really worth nothing, something that just withered away. After a short while, there'd be nothing left of it. But for them, it meant a lot because they knew nothing better than that. When they got this perishable wreath, it was a huge honor for them.
Kaningi bekwenzeka ukuthi uyise uma ebona indodana yakhe ithola umkhele ithokoze ngokweqile ukuthi sathokoza iwe phansi ife melwe inhliziyo.
Sometimes
ubethokoza kakhulu
the emotions
ubona ingane yakhe izuza umkhomelo.
Sometimes the emotions ran so high that if a child, a son, received a prize, that the father sometimes died of a heart attack on the spot because he got so excited about this honor bestowed upon his son.
Hayi uma bese besuka lapho bemakhaya bebephelezelwa abantu lelo dilopo lapho eqhamuka khona owinayo bekuhlatshwa umkhosi omkhulu.
And then that athlete would go back home. It was like a victory procession. He was greatly honored in his hometown.
Kuze kube namhlanje kusekhona lo mcintiswano kubizwa ukuthi iOlympics.
Well, to this day that you still get these games. Today we know them as the Olympic Games.
Abasahlangana eGreece nje kuphela, sebehlangana kuwo wonke umhlaba.
These games aren't just held in Greece, but over the whole world, different places.
Njengalapha njengokuba bekumncintiswana webhola eGermany kuwina baseNtaliyana kutoba bebefika ebusuku uma befika ebusuku qoqene isizwe sonke bezomukela amaqhawabo khona lapho bafakwe ebhasini kuhlalwe phezulu kujatshulwe behamba bezoya kumbusi wakhona ilo nalo athola umhomelo bebejabula.
Just like recently with the World Cup, the Soccer World Cup, the Italians won it, and they say when they got home it was about midnight when they arrived in Italy, but they got a hero's welcome there, taken in a bus to the leader's
palace.
So they were greatly honored. And of course the whole country was celebrating, and like they celebrate there, they were drinking till the early hours of the morning. There was a lot of noise around. So they were received to be honored and to receive their reward. The whole nation rejoiced. And of course, no one regretted being there at this great occasion. And of course, to take part in these games is not an overnight thing. You don't just decide one day you're going to be there the next day. It takes many years to prepare for it. So it was also in Greece with these games, people would chastise themselves, they would work hard over many years, forfeiting many luxuries just because they one day wanted to take part in that event. So God's word says,
bonke emncintiswaneni bayazithiba ezintweni zonke.
And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. They exercise self-control, and also their own body they control strictly.
Ba practice. Wena ulele ubuthongo, wena uyayiphumulela. Kodwa yena uyaqinisa ufaka amandla konke. Uthu uyeza, luyeza usuku olukhulu emncintiswaneni.
And over a long period of time they practice, they go through a rigid training exercise. While you are fast asleep, they are busy training for that great day. Even when it gets to eating, they exercise self-control. They don't just eat anything, they sacrifice much. Because they say, I can't eat this. I just put on extra weight and I can't afford that. So they do all that for that great day.
Ufuna ukuwina
People are even prepared to leave home. They go away, they go through that training program, and it's tough, very difficult, but they are prepared to do it because they say after 3 years, or maybe even after 6 years, I want to take part there.
Abanye basuke bathi asihambe siye phathini asiyophuza ugoloko siphuza utshwala sisebenzisa idakamizwa kodwa ogijima emncintiswaneni uyabonga uthi hayi akanamahloni futhi athi anginasikhathisa lezo zinto ngoba mina ngifuna ukuthi ngiphumelele emncintiswaneni ngifuna ukuwina ngifuna ukunqoba ngifuna ukuphuma number one
and while
hayi ukuthi azinyeze ngakho asuke abe namahloni asabe bemhleka bembhuqa wena khona ungakwenza lokho kodwa laba bantu basezweni cha bayawufuna lo mqhele yize ukuthi uyabuna bayalifuna lolo dumo olukhulu yize ukuthi liyadlula ngoba emva kweminyaka emithathu uma kugijima omunye ngaphezu kwalo othole umklomelo sokuzokhohlakala lo muntu sokugqame lowo.
And while others go and party, they say, I cannot go there and booze and smoke and get involved in drugs. They say no to those things, and they do all that for a perishable crown. And they're not ashamed to do it, not like many Christians who are ashamed to stand for what they believe. But they do it for that perishable crown, knowing that maybe they'll win the race this year, but after 3 years someone else breaks that record and what you've achieved is forgotten.
Ngajabula kabi uma nonke ningasizwa isiJalimani futhi nibe ngamaJalimani ngikhulume nani ngesiJalimani ukuba nizwe ukuthi kuthwani.
I wish you all understood German, that I could speak to you in German.
Wir schämen die heidnischen Griechen, uns Christen nicht, mit unserem lauen, trägen Christenleben. Sag ich uns zur Schande.
Don't those heathen Greeks put us Christians, who are so slack in our Christianity, don't they put us to shame?
Bona benzel umqhele obunayo. Benzela udumo oluphelayo kodwa thina kube umqhelo ngabuniwe ezulwini.
They do it for a perishable crown, but we are doing it for an imperishable crown in heaven.
Bona udumo oludlulayo kodwa thina udumo olungadluli.
For them,
kodwa lama hete nasegreki asegrisi aqinisa kakhulu kunathi esikholwayo. Awu, siqalekisiwe thina makholwa. Siyini? Siwudoti. Siyenqena, siyakhathala, sifuna ukuyihlalela, ukuyiphumulela. Hayi, angazi ukuthi siyilimazani.
They do it for a glory that is just temporary, it's passing. We do it for that glory which is eternal, which is forever. But they put us to shame. I don't know why we Christians are so slack. We want to sit there in our comfort zones, be comfortable, and we don't want anyone to upset that comfort zone we're in. But they go all out. There's no lukewarmness. No coldness. There's no slackness. There's no getting tired and weary.
Noma ungazi lutho ngomncintiswano waseGreek kodwa ngizamile ukukhazela ukuthi bekuyinto enjani noma ungaqondi ke into yaseCorinth bekufanele ukuthi uqonde into yasezulwini.
For them nothing is too much. So I've tried to portray this picture to you, and for us as Christians nothing should be too much for that heavenly prize and for heaven.
IBhayibheli lisitshela ngokusobala ukuthi akekho ozothola umqhele nomvuzo nomhomelo ezulwini uma unganqobanga la emhlabeni.
The Bible makes it clear to us that we'll never receive that heavenly prize in heaven one day if we haven't overcome here on earth.
Kanti kulomncintiswa engingathi oyise ngoba kumqhele obunayo.
Now in that race which we could say you're taking part in something which really isn't worth much at all because it's something that perishes.
Der Siegeskranz war armselig. Armselig. Angathi ngesiZulu kuthiwa nangesiNgisi.
That wreath that one received, the winner received, was really a very poor attempt.
Ngisho nodumo lwakhona bekuyinto yaleso sikhathi emva kweminyaka emithathu sokukhanseliwe.
And the glory one received, the honor one received, was temporary because after 3 years your achievement was forgotten.
Kodwa bona bazodela konke, bazithibe, bazitube, ukuze bathole lo mqhele. Kodwa thina, wena nami, esi nomqhele ongabuniyo waphakade.
But they sacrificed much. They exercised self-control. They said no to many other things. And they did it just for a perishable crown. But we should be doing it and are doing it for one that never perishes.
Bona bebaningi abagijimayo, kodwa umunye nje ozuzayo umqhele.
And many took part in the race, but only one received the prize.
Kodwa thina sikholwayo, ilona lowo angawuzuza umqhele. Ilona lowo owenza okuhle, othembekayo, uzophumelela. Kodwa nakho siwudoti.
But for us Christians, we can all win the prize. Everyone that runs the race faithfully will receive the prize, but we just despise it.
Bona bazukuthi munye nje ozozuza.
They knew.
Bafaka onke amandla abo, konke okubasindayo, bayakulahla.
They knew only one would receive the prize. So they laid off anything that would be a hindrance to them. Anything that would weigh them down, they'd put aside.
Abafuna ukuthiwa into. Abafuna ukusindwa noma ikuphi. Bafuna ukuthi babelula.
They didn't want.
Bekugijima kube ngathi bagijima moyeni.
They didn't want to be distracted by anything. They didn't want anything to weigh them down. They wanted to run the best they could.
God
like on air.
Nje ozo thola umkhomelo. Kodwa kithina ilo nalo uma igijima kahle uzothola umkhomelo wakhe.
And they did it knowing that only the one that wins the race would get the prize. But we know that every one of us, if we run the race faithfully, we will receive a reward.
Ngingathi awuthathi isandla sakho usifake enhlizweni yakho. Uzibuke phakathi, nyakazisa ngaphakathi, khipha ngaphakathi. Ubone ukuthi wena ngokuzihlolisisa uphelele yini kulomncintiswano.
Now wish you could take your hand and get hold of your heart. Took hold of it, inspect it, and see whether you're running this race wholeheartedly or not.
Thatha umgriki umbeke la. Bese usibeke duze. Uthi wena mhedeni. Ngiyakudabukela. Ujulukela. Upraktisela. Ugijimela umqhele obunayo. Kodwa mina ongaboniyo umqhele waphakade.
Take these Greeks and take yourself and put yourself on the scale with them. Compare yourself with them. And could you say, oh, you Greek, you do it for a perishable crown, but I do it for one that never perishes.
Usuku nosuku kukho akakhohlwa iluto. Uma ihlele tafuleni kukudla bekiwe kudekiwe kodwa athi hey lokhu akungifanele lokhu kudla qha kuzodala amafutha nje ngifuna imsipha eqinile ngifuna lokho okuzokwenza ukuthi ngigijime kalula.
And his whole life is totally focused on this one goal, and that is running that race. So everything revolves around that one goal. Even when he's sitting at table with all the food in front of him, he will discern what is will be good for him and that which will just add weight and which will just be a hindrance to him. He's temperate. He exercises self-control in all things. Do you understand what this means in a spiritual sense?
Lokho ke kudala ukuthi ngibe juba ngijubane kona kufaka ubufebe kimi kufaka izwe kimi.
Just one example.
Bona ukuthi bona baqama kanjani nami sengiqama kanjalo. Bona baqhoka kanje nami sengizoqhoka kanje. Uthi uzokwazi ukugijima emncintiswaneni unalo mqondo.
Just one example. If people are sitting in front of the TV and you are there and things are shown there that one says, I cannot if I want to run the race, look at these things. They will have an effect on me. They will weigh me down. It will bring lust into my life and the world into my life, and I cannot afford that.
Efaka ma fashion efaka ma high heel efaka izingubo ezinjalo ekama ngaleyo ndlela akanasikhati salokho wena kholwa okwenza lokho ngesijalmani kuthiwa ubesteiname in Christ kwigama nje ukuthi umzalwane kwigama nje ukuthi umntwana kaNkulunkulu.
An athlete won't get to the event, to the games, dressed with all these fashionable things he's seen on TV and all the latest trends. Those things he cannot take part in. He's got to be dressed appropriately for the event. And that's where you see whether someone takes things seriously or not. And that's where you see those who are just Christian by name. They're not genuine ones.
Kuthwa bonke abancintisanayo bayazithiba ezintweni zonke. Verse 23.
So in verse 23, everyone who takes part, he is temperate in all things, exercising self-control in all things.
My God, how?
Like Like some people who use the Lord's name in vain, just easily using his name while they're talking, and then they say, oh, well, that's just a minor thing. Well, you may think it's a minor thing, but it's something from the devil. And then one says, oh, it's just a small thing. Oh, I wasn't careful, just at that moment. I didn't really take note. Well, it's because of those things that you'll end up in the wrong place. Those small things before the Lord are not small at all. They are big. You will be careful what you do, your actions, you'll take careful note of, and you'll even be careful what you think. And a person running in a race will take off anything that will weigh him down. This jacket that's so heavy, or these gum boots that he was in the cow shed or the pigsty with. Those things he'll take off because they'll weigh him down.
I'm a boyfriend.
And a young person, a girl and a boy, runs the race with all those things on and the pockets filled with photos of the opposite sex, of a boyfriend or girlfriend, and all these things weigh that person down. It's obvious that person doesn't know what it means to be running in the Lord's race. And that's why you are the way you are.
Galoko genati lokusine felingaga laufaga seliskakileyo masila segong kokusindayo nesono esitandela gangagiti sikichime ngokubekezela kuloku kunitisana esikumiselweyo.
Like we read in Hebrews chapter 12, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
Ezintweni zonke ayikhinto ehluphayo nesindayo kuloku gijima ngokuncintisana.
And there is nothing in this race which is such a great hindrance as sin itself. That is what ensnares us. Sin is the greatest hindrance in this race.
Nako kudala ukuthi ngingakwazi ukugijima kahle. Nako okungiqindezelayo. Kulahle phansi lokho. Nesisona esithanda ukuthandela kuwe. Sikhephule, sinqume, sisike.
So anything that's a hindrance to you in running this race, that which weighs you down, which holds you back, which slackens your pace, anything, and then the sin which ensnares you, lay those things aside.
Loko okufuna ukuthi kuphazamise noma inyama yakho noma inkanuko zamehlo noma inkanuko zenyama zibulale ngoma ikhanda laleyo nto.
So anything that's a hindrance to you, whatever sin it is, also the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, Those things you must annihilate in your life. You must get rid of them totally. I'm going to be preaching in German. I'm going to be preaching in German over there, so a lot of the things that are coming to my mind, I'm thinking in German terms already. And unfortunately, even here in the school, they don't teach German anymore. And if you don't learn to speak German, how can I take you along? Because how will you communicate with the people over there? And don't say, well, I'll get someone to interpret for me.
Ngoba nami kokunye ngiyahunutshelwa. Möge Gott schenken, dass da keine Gleichgültigkeit, diese empörende Gleichgültigkeit und die verfluchte Gleichgültigkeit in unserem Leben.
And may God give us the grace that there will be no indifference in our lives. This cursed indifference where it doesn't matter to us.
Und diese heidnischen griechischen Weltkämpfe, die werden aufstehen am Tage des Gerichts und dich verdammen. Hört ihr Deutschen da hinten?
And these,
und die ihr hier seid, ihr südafrikanische Deutsche.
And these heathen Greeks who took part in these games in those times, they will stand up and they will condemn you on Judgment Day.
Ongabuniyo udumo lwaphakade umkhelo wasezulwini wonqoba bawudelela bawunyathela ngenyawo is abeshoko.
They'll condemn the lukewarm Christians, saying, Lord, we did more for our perishable crown than they did for the crown that never perishes. Do you see what depth there is in this portion? And that's why I eventually had to put down my pen. I said, the service will get too long. Now let me just ask, what is then this prize?
Lomkhele ongabuniyo uyini?
What is this imperishable crown?
Umosi obethiwa unguprinsi waseGibhite ekhulele esigodlweni senkosazana yeseGibhite.
Moses grew up as a prince in Egypt. The son of Pharaoh's daughter, everyone took him as he was going to take the place of Pharaoh one day. What made him turn his back on all those things?
Umvuzo wethu uyini?
He turned his back on all that worldly inheritance that he was to receive, all that honor and that glory. He turned his back on it because he had his eyes set on that imperishable crown, that reward. That is what he had his sights on. That's why he chose to suffer with the slaves at that time.
Uma usubuke umvuso, ngiyakutshela ke akukho lutho okuzokubamba.
You see, if you set your sights, your eyes on the goal, nothing will hold you back.
USathane ngeke akwazi ukuthi akhuleke njengembuzi ngendopo.
Then the devil won't be able to pull you around like a bull with a ring in its nose.
Uma sesikhuluma ngomqhele, singakhuluma sifike yipi?
If you speak of a crown, of a reward, we could say so much.
Uma sokufika usuku lokwakho kokugcina, uJesu seza kuwe ethi namhla uzoba nami eparadise.
When your last day comes and Jesus comes to you and he says, today you will be with me in paradise.
Khona umqhele odlula lo umqhele.
Is there a greater reward than that?
Ukuze uJesu akhuluma kuwe njengokwakho okukhulume kuye oyiselelise esiphambanweni ethi namhla uzoba nami eparadise. Akekho ofisa lokho ukuthi usuku lwakhe lokugcina emhlabeni alizwe iphimbo livela ezulwini, namhla uzoba nami eparadise.
Imagine to hear those words with that, which that criminal on the cross heard on your last day, to hear the Lord saying to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Wouldn't you like to hear those words? Do you rather choose? Do you choose rather to go with the world, to join up with prostitutes, to go that way and to end up in hell one day? Would you rather have that?
Ulazaru eneilonda kothwizinja elahlwa phandle esangweni.
Lazarus,
uma sokufika ingelosi ziyomthatha zimise esifubeni sikaAbraham, akusi umvuzo lowo, akusi umvuzo umhlomelo omkhulu lowo.
Lazarus suffered, he had those sores all over, he went through a difficult time. But my, how glorious, when he was fetched by the angels to be taken up to Abraham's bosom, isn't that a wonderful reward?
Umosi ngenxa yomvuzo onjalo, wathi hawu, ngingakhetha ukuhlupheka negqila zasezweni kunokuba ngithokoziswe intokozo yaseGibhite isikhashanyana esincane, ngoba lapho ingunaphakade naphakade.
What a reward. And that's why Moses said, I'd rather suffer with these slaves, the children of Israel, for a short time so that I can reach and achieve and attain to that eternal reward. There are no tears, no pain there. No diseases. Nothing to make you sad. Or to make you fear. Just eternal, genuine joy and peace. And that is real, genuine joy and peace. Not like that which you get here on earth.
Okungapheliyo, okungabuniyo, impela, ungakhaliswa ukuhlupheka okuncane nje.
And it's eternal, imperishable. Would you really be put off by something just temporary and small? We never hear.
Zimlindele kuze kusho yena uNkulunkulu, ngithatheni ke manje. Ngithatheni-ke ndimise esifubeni sika-Abrahama. Akusiyo umvuzo omkhulu lowo. Wena ujaha into yomhlaba.
Awu, awazi. Awazi. Akho lutho la. Khona imbewu yeyintanga nje. Phakathi. Kwale nto uma ukunyakazise ukukhala iyintanga phakathi. Iyinhlanzi. Uma zidliwe iyinkuku, zihambe ngathi zihambe njengomuntu, njengepenguini. Hambani ekhaya lami zoyibona.
We never hear that Lazarus complained and he said, "Oh Lord, what have I done to deserve to live in this way here on earth? Why should I suffer like this? What did I do to deserve it?" We never hear that. No, he has his sights on that eternal crown and glory. And he waited for the day where the Lord spoke to the angel and said, "Now it's enough. Now go and fetch him into the eternal glory." And there he could be in Abraham's bosom. But we are short-sighted, and it's because we don't know.
Umvuzo wenu wethu, umkhele wethu.
Our reward, our crown.
Noma singehlelwa noma ikuphi, noma sofrywa epanini, noma sishiswe emlilweni, abantu bebeshiswa behuba maculo.
If you think of that, it should be enough to carry you through even the most difficult times. We think of people who were burnt at the stake, and they, while they were burning there, they were singing choruses and hymns. Praising the Lord, saying, "We don't even feel these flames."
Wacula, washo wathi, kube ngathi ngilele embedeni owakhiwa ngembali orosi. Ah, ngilele kahle, ngekhaya.
One who burned at the stake, while he was burning there, he said, "It is like I'm lying on a bed of roses." He said, "I'm on my way home."
Cabanga uJesu ukuthi uzobuya. Noma ngasiphi isikhathi mhlambe namhlanje ngeke lishone ilanga engabuyanga mhlambe ubuya kusasa mhlambe ngesotelizayo mhlambe ngesikhathi ngisebhanoyini shwi.
We know that
sengile eyoba kuhle.
We know that the Lord is returning at any time. We're expecting him soon. It could be today, even before the sun sets. It could be before tomorrow. It could be while I'm in the aeroplane. But oh, what glory that will be, to be with him in a moment.
Beseke yena esezulwini. Esekhuluma. Nabantu bakhe umhlaba wonke jikelele phezu komhlaba naphansi komhlaba. Ethi wozani. Genani mthimbeni nina maKristu enifile enlele ethuneni ulele ubuthongo umzimba ulele umphefumulo ukuye kodwa umzimba wehlelwe ubuthongo obunzima ulele kamelweni elincane eyedwe ethuneni kodwa khona lapho kwehlu Jesu uzokhuluma athi vuka. Vuge umzimba ubuye uhlangane nomoya owehlezulwini sihlangane nenkosi nabo bonke abangcwele amaqhawe sezulwini nehlobo zethu ezafayo zafele enkosini seso hlangana khona enkosini ake nibheke into engaka lapho ekhuluma uJesu ethi phumane thuneni.
That will be a great day when he descends from heaven and with a shout he will raise the dead up, those that are dead in Christ, asleep in Christ, for the soul is there with him, but the body is just asleep here. He will raise up that body, the soul and body will be reunited, and then we will be with him forevermore, with all those that have gone before. Isn't that a great reward? But we complain, moan and groan. Oh, life's so tough and so difficult. And now this is so difficult and things just don't go easily for me. And we just moan and groan all the time. Don't we then have our sights on that heavenly goal? Imagine that
great.
Imagine that great day when he appears again and he calls out like he did on that day where he created the heavens and the earth, and he said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So he will come again and speak that great word which only he can, the Almighty. And the dead that are asleep in him will be raised up, and we'll be with him. Imagine being with him in that way one day. He, the Almighty God. But sadly, there are many who choose rather to be with a boyfriend who's probably got AIDS, but that means more to us than to be with our Heavenly Father. I pray that the Lord will open your eyes, you who are blind. May Maybe you see with these physical eyes, but your spiritual eyes, they are closed totally. So may your eyes be opened, that you won't continue just going around like beating the air. And that you won't just run, like it says here, like those that run with uncertainty, or they fight as one who beats the air.
Disqualified. We are kisho. Noma ugijima ubhekele ubuye. Noma unejubane elikhulu kunabanye. Kodwa uma ugijima ngokungaqondi, ngeke uzuze umhlomelo noma kwehle isithukuthuku sakho.
Now you may be clever, you may even be fast, but you need to run with certainty towards the goal and according to the rules. Otherwise you'll be disqualified, and your cleverness or your speed, even your sweat won't help you because you'll be disqualified.
uzwile ngilinganisele ngaba nezifuba zentsimbi kuliwa ngenkemba ukulwa phakathi kokuphila nokufa.
Remember how I spoke about those sword fights where they had to fight for their lives.
Bese umuntu ahambe nenkemba ashaye umoya awenza ngamabomu noma kumnyama bhuqe akabona ukuthi isitha sakhe sikuphi nendawo asibone bese ashaye nje.
Imagine if you're in a sword fight and you just wave your sword around in the air and you don't, people won't even know what you're actually trying to achieve. You don't even know who and where your enemy is.
Kuchaza izinto ezimbili. Okokuqala, mhlambe kumnyama bhuqe awuboni isitha silaphi bese usuke uthi.
It could be one of two things. Maybe it's because you're in total darkness. You don't know where you are. You don't know where your enemy is. And that's why you're just waving your sword around aimlessly.
It's one possibility. The other possibility, you feel sorry for the devil and your sins. And then you just do this. You don't want to kill your enemy. You don't want to kill your sins.
Noma mhlambe kwenza ukuthi uyamdabukela uSatan. Dabukele izono zakho, ikushaya ugadle eceleni njengoba awufuni uqondana nesitha sakho usibulala.
Kusho ukuthi ke kube khona kulowo mhomelo. Hayi, uya kulaba kaSatan.
So you won't be taking part in that prize giving one day. No, you'll be part of the devil's group.
Ah, kodwa bawinayo. Bazothola umkhele. Umkhele, umkhomelo, kuthi ngelinye ilanga benoJesu bazobona abangazange bakubone, babone umhlaba uvutha, bebona izulu lidlula, bebona inkanyezi zidilika, konke kusha. Thatha ukufa, thatha uSathane, thatha isihoko, siphoswe echibini lomlilo.
But the winners will be with Christ on that day. And my, what an experience that will be. What won't they experience on that day where heaven and earth will pass away? Everything will be destroyed by fire. The devil and his angels and all that belong to him will be cast into that lake of fire.
Wird das nicht was Großes, was Herrliches sein? Wenn wir anschauen können wie die Erde, die Himmel, die Sterne, alles kracht und verbrennt, und wir sind beim Herrn. Konum chomelon gaga.
What an experience that will be, what a reward, to be able to experience all that, where everything will be destroyed and will pass away, but we will be with the Lord. Is there a greater reward than that?
Uma lenti ngakuthinti, ungezwa, ngithi wena Jalman, wena Bhunu, wena Ngisi, wena Zulu uyimpongolo engenangqondo.
Now if this doesn't touch you and doesn't move you, then I say to you, German, Englishman, Afrikaner, Zulu, whoever you are, if this doesn't move you, then you like a stupid donkey, as one says in German.
Wisilima sokina.
You're foolish.
Kufanele ukuthushe.
And then you deserve to burn.
Futhi ngeke sikudabukele uma sesikubona usujoyina iqembu lakho, ithimba lakho, ungena esihogweni. Sithi ufanele Nkosi. Ngoba ubengeza, ubehlele ukwasiza abantu enkonzweni njalo. Ehambele iDSS. Eyiphasi pupil. Cha. Na usokutholile okufunayo.
And then there will be no compassion anymore. For then you will have deserved what you are getting, because you will have heard so often, been in the service at Sizabantu, maybe even gone to the school here. You will have experienced and heard so much, but you've chosen not to accept it. So you deserve what you get.
Paulo Tanazini, Nina Basakorinte, ukukijima mnitiswaneni, uyabona nomu ngaba se Gauteng, nomu ngaba se Thekwini, noma ungaba segibhite uma ugijima njengomuntu osemncintiswaneni
umhlaba awunako ukuthinta ke kube namandla ke kuphinde uphole uphelelwa amandla
suppose
wazi ukuthi mina ngilungiselwe umqhele wathezulwini.
So if we run, as Paul says, with our eyes on the goal, running to win that prize, to win the race, then no matter whether we're in Durban and Gauteng and Egypt or wherever we are, we won't be distracted and put off and go off the track, because we'll have our eyes on that eternal goal. Do you understand?
Abanye bathatha umese bayithena babe bazenze babe inkaba ukuze bangene ezulwini.
The Lord Jesus said, if you have the strength to hear this, and he said some people they go through circumcision because they want to become eunuchs so that they may enter heaven.
They take the knife and use it and castrate themselves to enter heaven. Then to live like a wild bull and be not satisfied by your own wife. You still want others and you still look at others.
Ukukhona omunye befika ezobona inyamazana. Ngase ngithi hawo lamakade siwabonayo lapha. Ethi hey wadubula wabulale. Wabulala onke. Uma ufica ikati nje elingatheniwe noma elesilisa noma lesifazane ngume.
Just recently someone came here to look at the game and I said we've got a problem with cats here, and he said, well, cats are the worst things around, so you need to get rid of them or they need to be castrated, otherwise they're a huge problem.
Don't waste any time, just kill them. Now sin is worse than a cat. Sin, S-I-N, the worst things, our greatest enemy. We've got enemies. We've got the devil, Satan. We've got his demons. We've got the world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye. Your own heart may be your greatest enemy. Kill, 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 or they will kill you.
Shuto Satan uzozama ngezindlela zonke ukukthola, uzokthola ngesono noma ngentando yakho noma inhliziyo yakho nje ikudukise. Inkosi ithi kubulale konke lokho okukuthiyayo.
Ungathatha inkemba ushaye umoya unozwelo. Lesi sono sakho uyasithanda. Lo boyfriend uyamfuna. Lezi kanungo le fashioni uthi nabulali kuyekeke kona kuzobulala wena, kodwa lapho abangcwele bethola umkhomelo bethola umqhele wokunqoba, wena uzosha no Satan wakho ingunaphakade.
Now maybe you're lenient on your sin and the sin in your life. Why? Because you actually quite like it. And so you're soft on it. Like in that sword fight, just beating the air. Because you don't really want to do damage to the enemy. Let us stand and pray. Lord Jesus. As you sent your word directed to the Corinthians at that time, but Lord, may it not be in vain to us today.
Ukuba sibe ngabantu abawinayo, abantu abanqobayo, abantu abadluphethu, abantu abazozuza umkhomelo nomqhelo ngabuniyo.
Help us, Lord, to be winners, to be conquerors, people who overcome, that we may attain to that imperishable crown.
Amen.
Amen.